USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's called presidential harassment.
That's what President Trump is accusing House Democrats of engaging in at word of a new investigation into him and his administration. He also called the California Democrat who chairs the House Intel panel, Adam Schiff, a political hack. Schiff's response?
I can fully understand why the president has gotten used to the idea that Congress doesn't do oversight, because for the last 2 years, the Republican majority has essentially been missing in action when it comes to being a co-equal branch of government.
He was speaking on MSNBC. The Senate Judiciary Committee votes today on the nomination of William Barr to be Attorney General, and that Republican-led panel is expected to move Barr on to the full Senate for a confirmation vote soon. More snow is making its way to the center of the United States. An Arctic front will drop several inches on South Dakota through Minnesota. And this is USA Radio News.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
For the third time in the last 8 months, a Milwaukee police officer has been killed on duty. This time a 35-year-old veteran of the force was shot while executing a search warrant on the city's south side yesterday morning. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett says he's filled with sorrow and also with anger.
This is a very, very, very difficult time for our city, for the Milwaukee Police Department, obviously for the family that's been affected. And we ask for your prayers.
A 26-year-old suspect's in custody. The jury in the trial of alleged drug kingpin El Chapo now into day four of deliberations, yesterday asking several legal questions of the judge concerning murder charges. The trial itself has now lasted over 40 days, including testimony from over 55 people. Rocker Ozzy Osbourne is hospitalized, suffering complications from the flu. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
Venezuelan soldiers blocking a bridge on the Colombian border to prevent an aid shipment from coming into the country. And Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is angry about it, demanding that Venezuela allow the humanitarian aid to enter that nation. President Nicolas Maduro controlling the army, and the aid shipment was organized by the opposition leader Juan Guaido, who has declared himself interim president of Venezuela. Pompeo again demanding Maduro let that aid through. In a tweet saying, quote, the Maduro regime must let the aid reach the starving people, Maduro has said the humanitarian aid would be the start of a U.S.-led invasion, and he has vowed that no one is going to enter. The road to the stars is not without sacrifice, and today NASA honors the astronauts who gave their lives in furthering the agency's mission of exploration during the annual Day of Remembrance. NASA's administrator will be at a wreath laying this afternoon at Arlington National Cemetery's Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. And Liam Neeson is canceling his appearance on Late Night with Stephen Colbert tomorrow amid his controversial admission. He had said that he once, after a loved one was raped by a black man, roamed the streets for days looking for a black man to kill in revenge. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.